Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or an issue you'd like to discuss, we invite you to call right now. That toll-free number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We're live on the air and online, so you can get an immediate answer to your question or discuss the issues that are important in your life right now. So we've opened those phone lines, and again, the toll-free number is 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel. And now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, if you hold to my teaching, Jesus said, you are really my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. One of the most important passages in the Word of God. He goes on to further explain. He says, now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So Jesus Christ is the truth. That's what John said at the very beginning of his gospel message, that Jesus Christ is the one full of grace and truth. So if we're going to know truth, we're going to have to turn to Jesus Christ. And when we do, we realize that he's the very one that sets us free. We've talked about all month that we've been set free from the law of sin and death by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. He rescued us from sin and death. Jesus Christ was the very one who did that, and he's the very one that makes us alive together with him. That's where freedom begins. And then we have to allow that freedom, that truth, to start penetrating these minds of ours. And that's where Paul picks up this theme in his book to the Romans. And he has one of your favorite passages,
yes,
Richard, in chapter 12. And why don't you read that for us?
The first two verses. Therefore, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
So we have this truth that we've been set free. So Romans 1 through 10 or 11 really lay out the gospel,
yes,
plan and how God rescued us through his death, burial, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now, in light of that, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. That's the first directive that Paul gives us. And then he says, don't be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. What do we renew the mind with? Truth.
Yes.
The truth that sets us free. Sets us free from what? Being conformed to the patterns of this world. That's why this is such an important passage. We get bombarded with the way of this world every single day, through television, through advertising, through billboards, through movies, through magazines, through internet, through radio. We just hear the message of the world constantly, and it's constantly trying to shape us and form us and mold us into its image. How can we be set free from that? Well, there's only one way, and that's knowing the truth about Jesus and allowing that truth of Jesus to renew the mind, to set the mind free from the ways of this world so that it can fully embrace what is good and pleasing and all of those things that describe God's will for us. Let's talk about it on today's broadcast.
Let's do that. And you can join the conversation, friends, at 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now, and we're on the air live so that you can be a part of the broadcast. And so come on in, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about how to be set free, how to renew the mind with truth. We first have to know what the truth of the gospel is. Mm-hmm. We have to know that our sins have been forgiven by Christ, that when we come to Christ by faith, we receive the full forgiveness of sins, not for just some sins committed, but for all sins committed. So we stand before God as forgiven people. That's truth. Well, what does the world say? Well, it says just the opposite, that, you know, if you do something, you better beg, you better grovel, you better plead in order to get more forgiveness. That's kind of the world system. Well, we get bogged down if we latch on to that worldly thinking. And pretty soon we're afraid of God and we're not even sure if we're saved. And so how do we experience freedom? Well, we go back to truth, that Christ's blood was shed once for all, and we have once for all forgiveness. Sometimes we don't think we're worthy of God's love. Sometimes we think God's mad at us. He's disgusted with us. Well, how do we get free from that? Well, we go back to truth, the truth that declares that we have been made righteous in God's sight through faith in Jesus Christ. Not only did he take our sins away from us and forgive them, he sent them away and he chooses to remember them no more, but he also exchanged that, took our sins and exchanged, gave us his righteousness. That's a pretty good deal.
I mean, yes.
It's a pretty good deal. So today we stand in the very righteousness of Jesus Christ, not our own righteousness. And that's a declaration by God about us who have faith in Jesus. Those are truths that we need to stand upon. And when we do, we're going to be set free from the error that's out there in the world.
Absolutely. Well, again, friends, you've tuned to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. We'd love for you to be a part of this edition, and you can do that by picking up that phone right now and joining us at 844-322-2742. Toll free in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, a question from Cynthia, who writes to us from Wisconsin. She says, I heard your program about living in the Spirit, allowing the Spirit of Christ to live through you. That is something, she says, that I thought about before. Could or would a Christian who is successfully allowing Christ to live through them be very successful or excellent in whatever talent or skill or profession they were attempting? Or would this depend on the degree of success God allowed that particular person to have?
Well, that's an excellent question. Not sure that we can make that that connection, because yeah, there's a lot of lost people out in the world who are kind of living out their talents to the full. And we see that. We see that, yes, in the athletic arena. We see that in the business arena. We see that in just about area, yeah, of life, in science and medicine and those sort of things. So I don't know if the correlation is exact. I think the fact that we are in Christ should free us to, I think, utilize our talents to the best that we can. I think as it talks about, I think in the book of Colossians, it talks about, you know, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. I think knowing that as a motivation, as a compelling reason in life, I think should allow us to tap into those talents that God has given us even more so than anyone else. But it's not always the case, is
no.
it?
And one of the things that is exposed when we think of it in those terms is if there's a direct connection, is the fact that what I read in Romans 12 says, don't conform to the pattern. Well, that word pattern is where we get our word in our day, schematic. So you design an airplane and you design this wing, and there's a schematic that specifies every aspect of that wing. That's the only way the wing can be built. So there's a direct cause and effect. If you follow the schematic, the wing will be built properly and the plane will fly. Well, the pattern of the world system is designed to make us crash and burn, and it's very behaviorally focused. So when we come to Christ, one of the things that the Spirit frees us from is thinking according to the pattern of the world, where it says, if you do this, then this will happen. And if this doesn't happen, then you're not good enough. The Spirit says, I am going to transform you by renewing your mind. It doesn't say what you're going to look like, just that the Spirit's going to transform you. And we know from chapter 8 that he's conforming us to the image of Jesus. But there's no boundaries on that. And so the Spirit can take you where he needs you to be. He can bless you the way he needs you to be blessed. He can hold you back as he sees fit.
And there's just total freedom because I am moving along as the Spirit wills, as opposed to always second guessing. Well, did I do it right? Am I going to be rewarded? That's no longer a question.
It kind of gets down to the definition of success. The world has a definition of success. And we can't take that and import that into Christian thinking because success is totally different. It's a matter of the heart. It's a matter of contentment. People out in the world can be very successful, but they're very empty inside.
Yes.
They're not necessarily content. They don't have the full rewards of God's grace enriching their hearts. Only those of us who really know Christ and have been set free and are experiencing that freedom can truly experience the contentment of Christ in everyday situations, whether good or bad.
Yes.
Paul said, I've found the secret of contentment. And all of us in Christ can find that same secret.
Yes.
And it's simply resting in him, knowing that he loves us, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that he's interested in our every need. That brings rest and peace and contentment to the soul. And from God's perspective, that's the definition of success.
Yes.
That's the goal that he has for each and every one of us. And he delivers us to that goal through Christ Jesus. And we can count on that. So as the writer of Hebrews talked about in Hebrews chapter 11, that great Hall of Fame chapter where he just lists all of those saints of old. Some were commended. All were commended for their faith. Some received incredible earthly blessings. Others were persecuted.
Yeah.
But they were all commended for their faith. And that's what success is as far as God is concerned. Trusting Christ Jesus. And only God's Spirit moves us to do that through thick and thin in life. So trusting Christ, believing Christ, that is God's ultimate purpose for you. That's what he desires more than anything else as far as our human experience is concerned.
Yeah. Well, we have open lines at 844-322-2742. Want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. And Richard and Bob, we have been very gratified at the response of our listeners to the release of your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, since the 1st of July. And we continue to make that available for a gift of any amount. And wow, what an incredible response and what an incredible message that is contained in the pages of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. If you'd like to get a copy, and we hope that you will, you can go to our basicgospel.net website and click donate on any page. Again, that's basicgospel.net, and with your gift of $15 or more, we'll get a copy on its way to you. If you'd like to get multiple copies and help us spread the word, get the word out, you can go to our book site. That's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. .com. Take advantage of these opportunities, friends, because, you know, it's the message that really is so freeing. It sets us free. You know, the truth that Jesus said will set you free. And so that's what this book is all about, setting us free in his grace.
It is indeed. And I was thinking about the book here recently, of course, kind of been obsessed with it. just a little. I'm sorry about that. And I know you guys are probably getting sick of it. But I was thinking about just something I wrote, and I really want to expand on it in my own thinking, is in 1 John chapter 4, John says, you know, we ought to love one another, and he talks about the fact that those who have been born of God know God, but the world doesn't know God, and that's the problem. The problem that we see out in the world today is the fact that the world does not know God. They don't know the truth about God. Why? Because that truth has been revealed to us in the person of Christ Jesus. So when that gospel hits our hearts, God deposits in us a knowledge of himself. That's what's on the inside of us. And that's what we have to offer the world. And a lot of times we're hiding our greatest asset. It's not the things that we do. It's not the how much we do this or how much we do that or what kind of character we have or don't have or those sort of things. Our greatest asset is the knowledge of God. That's what the world desperately needs. And my prayer for this book is that people will read it and that they will see a compelling reason to offer up to the world the knowledge that God has placed in their hearts about him through Jesus.
Yes.
That's what the world needs. I mean, we're trying to solve all the moral dilemmas out there. We're trying to make the world a better place. The world is anti-God. The world is anti-Jesus. The world is anti-trust and faith in the Lord and Savior himself. The world is against all that. And there's no way that we can change the world system and the way the world is. We can try to clean it up. We can try to make it smell better. We can try to do all of those things. But what the world desperately needs is a knowledge of Christ. And God has put that in us, and it's time for us to let that light shine brightly. There's a great passage in the book of Philippians. I'm going to turn to it and read it, and then we'll go to Manny in the Bronx in just a second. But here's this great passage. It says, do everything without complaining or arguing. We do a lot of complaining and arguing.
Yeah, what would my life be without complaining?
That's right. That's right. Well, if I don't do that, what am I going to do? But here Paul says, do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation. So what's this world like? It's crooked. It's depraved. That's the world. And the next generation that comes and fills the worldly spaces, it's going to be crooked and depraved. And then the following and the following. That's just the way of the world. But we have an opportunity, as it says here, to shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. That's what God Pretty cool. is calling us to do. Shine like a star in the universe. Why? Because you have the knowledge of Christ deposited in your heart through faith in Jesus Christ. Do you want to know what the world needs? It's what God has put inside of you, that knowledge of himself.
Yeah, that's a great message, and it's contained, of course, in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, the brand-new book by Bob Christopher. We'd love for you to have a copy of it. And again, for your gift of $15 or more, you can get one by going to basicgospel.net. Just click Donate on any page there, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to the Bronx and talk with Manny, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Manny. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. God bless, guys. My question is my aunt has a husband who is in the hospital now, and he's a backslider. And she went to church the other day, and she said that this prophet came up to her and told her that God was going to take her husband. And I wonder if that's true or not.
Well, Manny, I don't know if we could say that's true or not. We do know this, that we're all going to die. It's 100%. Yeah. Everyone has died. And everyone will die, and we just know that that's what's going to happen to us. And so God wants us to be prepared for that moment. And how do we get prepared for that moment? By receiving eternal life in Jesus Christ. That's how we prepare for that moment. Why? Because this eternal life that we have in Christ puts death in its place. It tells death that you really have no hold on us, because even though the body dies, I'm going to live forever with God. That's the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So, Manny, a lot of times people come up and they'll have this prophecy and they say, God has told me that. Whenever I hear somebody telling me something like that, immediately a red flag goes up. And to take those things with a grain of salt. As far as your aunt is concerned and her husband, it's time to simply sit down with him and tell him about the love of Jesus. Tell him about the good news that Jesus died to take away his sins, that Jesus was buried to put an end to his old way of life and was raised again so that he could have life everlasting. So I would sit down with him and and tell them truth. Tell them the truth of the gospel, that God genuinely loves him and cares for him and wants him to have life everlasting now. And when that body dies of his, he can be absent from that body and immediately present with the Lord.
Okay. So the part where this prophet says these things, take it with a grain of salt. You know, like...
I'd take it with a grain of salt. Matter of fact, in my own experience, I'd just turn and walk away. I wouldn't pay any attention to it at all because there's, we all know that we're going to die.
Right.
We all know that. And I don't know how old this gentleman is, but he's in the hospital. He's ill. Mm-hmm. Death is a possibility, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a very real possibility. So knowing that very real possibility, it's time to really sit down and talk to him about the gospel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Manny.
Thanks, Manny.
God bless you, my friend. Let me put you on hold, and we can send you some information that might be helpful in that conversation, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You hang on, my friend.
In a completely different direction, a question from Dave, who writes to us from the Philippines. He says, my question is, how do we share the gospel with youth today, including those who are involved in peer pressure and bullying?
Man, we simply, tell them the good news.
Yeah.
Straight up, undiluted, just lay it out there. We're so afraid that kids aren't going to get it. Kids are hungry for truth, and they actually want truth. They don't want a watered-down version. They don't want something that is made to sound more palatable. They don't want something that's hip and trendy and relevant and all that. They want to just cut through all of that and hear truth. Does God love me or does he not? Has God forgiven my sins or has he not? Does God offer me new life in Jesus or does he not? That's what they want. Deliver it to them. Give it to them straight up. And I guarantee you that gospel message will penetrate their hearts. Will everyone be saved who hears? No, but at least give them the chance to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah, the cool thing is, in the end of his question, he talked about bullying. The bully, who is deathly afraid of being exposed, needs Jesus in exactly the same way as the person who is being bullied needs Jesus. It's the same Jesus. It's not different stories for different situations. It's the same Jesus. And both of those people, or those groups of people, can be mightily impacted when they hear truth and it cuts through.
Absolutely. We're looking for acceptance. Why do we give in to peer pressure? Because we have a need deep within us for acceptance. Well, what does Jesus Christ offer? Acceptance. And it's the ultimate acceptance, one that will never change, that will be sure and true and endure through thick and thin. So give the gospel. Just tell kids that Jesus died for them, that he took away their sins, was buried, was raised back to life so that they could have everlasting life.
And it's true in the Philippines just like it is here in the U.S.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
indeed. Same message, same Lord, same Christ. Richard, we are... always, of course, looking at the financial picture, and I know that you probably have an update for us very quickly.
Yes, June was a fantastic month, and
yay,
and July's not doing so well.
Oh, okay.
So, what we look for, and this isn't because we need this; it's because this outreach needs it. People need to hear this message, and to hear this message and to respond to the living Jesus, we need to have a regular, fairly steady income. We've got bills, you've got bills, everybody's got bills. But what's important is that we reach people with the gospel because the results are there. And we can't lose by preaching this gospel to people. And we just invite you to partner with us and reach into those lives yourselves.
And with a gift of $15 or more, as we said earlier, a copy of Bob Christopher's brand new book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, will be on its way to you. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742, 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.